This is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
Thousands rally at Baltimore, Maryland's City Hall after charges are filed against six police officers for the death of a black prisoner. The mood for the day was largely festive on Saturday as protesters chanted "No justice, no peace" following Friday's announcements. Freddie Gray died of spinal injuries suffered while in police custody last month. His death led to days of protests, which turned violent Monday after his funeral. Clashes that day and night between police and protesters led to the arrests of more than 200 people and injuries of at least 20 police officers. Late Saturday, law enforcement officials once again called for calm, but said a curfew would stay in place. Authorities said their top priority is to keep everyone safe and asked residents for patience. Saturday's rally was the largest-scale organized gathering since Maryland State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby filed the felony charges against the six officers. Organizers described Saturday's gathering as a victory rally. 1 week after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck Nepal, officials say the hope of finding survivors is fading. Officials said the death toll has passed 6,600, with most of those killed in and around the capital city, Kathmandu. 2 days after any signs of life had been detected among the mountains of rubble that litter the capital, Nepal's Home Ministry official Lakshmi Dekal said Saturday, unless people were caught in an air pocket, there is not much chance that they survive. Thousands of people are still missing. Survivors are urging the government and aid groups to get aid to those who need it faster. This is VOA News. The U.S. Central Command says it is investigating claims that a U.S.-led airstrike in northern Syria killed at least 52 civilians, including seven children. U.S. Major Kurt Kellogg, speaking Saturday, said American authorities are seeking information to corroborate the casualties, which were first reported by the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The British-based group also reported that 13 people were missing. Observatory Director Rami Abdel Rahman said that the strikes on the Aleppo provincial village of Bir Mahli occurred early Friday as Syrian rebels and Kurdish militiamen battled Islamic State jihadists nearby. A 20-member delegation from Afghanistan is headed to Qatar to hold 2 days of talks with Taliban representatives aimed at ending Afghanistan's long civil war. A Taliban statement said 8 people would attend talks in Doha on behalf of the insurgents. Qatar's foreign ministry said Saturday it was hosting reconciliation talks to help to try to deliver security, peace, and stability to the Afghan people. Previous efforts to open dialogue with the Taliban have collapsed. Current Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has pushed for peace talks with the Taliban after U.S. and NATO forces ended their combat mission in the country earlier this year. Nigeria's military says it has rescued 234 women and children kidnapped by Boko Haram in the country's northeast. A military official says the latest rescue took place Thursday in the Sambisa forest. It was not immediately clear whether any of the rescued females included students who were kidnapped from a boarding school in Chibok last year. President Obama used his weekly address to reemphasize his plans to expand higher education and reading programs to younger Americans. Mr. Obama said that all Americans have a responsibility to make sure that all children have pathways to success.
In a global economy, we've got to help ensure that everyone of every age in every zip code, urban and rural, has the chance to learn the skills that lead directly to a good job.
Earlier this week, the president challenged mayors, libraries, and school leaders to help every student get a library card and have access to the internet. Mr. Obama said that making sure children receive a good education is the surest way to show them that their lives matter. And at the 141st running of the Kentucky Derby, American Pharoah won with Victor Espinoza aboard. Firing Line was second, followed by Dortmund. It was Espinoza's second straight Kentucky Derby win and his third overall. The second jewel of the horse racing Triple Crown, the Preakness, is in 2 weeks. I'm David Byrne.
That's the latest world news from VOA.